now, the rest of the story. The white man once referred to the natives he encountered as the heathen. The heathen. So while the United States government ostensibly sought peace with them, it was the white man's gut-level lack of respect which led to belligerency. Once upon a time in the century past, an American merchant traveled west hoping to establish a trade agreement with the natives. He'd been warned repeatedly that he was venturing into dangerous territory, that he might return with many arrows in him, but the merchant, his name is of no consequence anymore, the merchant ignored the warnings and he forged ahead. Now, the natives were anything but naive regarding the intentions of the white man. They found his frequent hypocrisy alternately tragic and amusing. But they were determined to treat him fairly. But just fairly, because violence was to be answered with violence. On the other hand, white men in distress were almost invariably aided, even shown hospitality. And something else, the natives were almost never surprised. So back in August of 1866, they not only learned that this white merchant was coming, but there was speculation that he intended to plunder their ancient tribal burial grounds for the gold and silver supposedly hidden there. Still, they would not judge the white merchant. They would await his arrival and take matters one step at a time. Well, as it turned out, the merchant's boat got snagged on a sandbar in a nearby river, and when the natives offered their assistance, the merchant and his party opened fire. How about that? Nobody remembers why. Yet even more incredibly, when the natives returned to rectify the misunderstanding, they were shot at again. So enough was enough. This time the natives themselves opened fire and killed all of the white men and burned their boat. Indirectly, at the very least, it was this incident which led to full-scale war between the natives and the white men, and it took the United States government years to find out exactly what had happened to the hapless merchant. And then in 1871, U.S. troops were sent into the territory. Historians sharply disagree regarding the purpose of their mission. Some insist it was strictly retaliatory, while others suggest the armed forces were seeking to establish diplomatic relations. But in either case, 1,500 of our troops were deployed, U.S. gunboats were sent up the river, and the war did break out. The battles raged for 4 days, yet so superior was the military's weaponry that the ratio kill of natives to whites was 80-1. Back east, the victory was celebrated in the press. One New York Herald headline read, "Our Little War with the Heathen." That's what many white men thought of them in those days. And we thought we'd heard the last of them, never imagining the rest of the story. That 8 decades later, the whole thing would start all over again. You remember the merchant who went west? Well, he went way west. So far west, in fact, that he encountered an entirely new variety of bow and arrow brandishing natives. The heathens, who thought the white man was every bit as barbaric as he thought they were. Those heathens were the Koreans. The Koreans, the conflict of which you've just learned was America's first Korean War. And now you know the rest of the story.